Hello. Welcome. This is A Thousand Voices podcast by your favorite Gina. And this is chapter 5. We just finished chapter 4 where I was talking about all things love. And before I even start, I just want to apologize. I am so sorry, guys. My recording wasn't as great, but I'm sure you can tell this time that it is perfect. So the topic for this chapter is friendships. I'm going to be talking about all things friendships, from the core foundations, challenges and growth, the heart of friendship, friendships in the modern world, and even fake friendships or toxic friendships. I'm going to be digging deep into all things friendship. So today's episode, which is chapter 5, right? I will be talking about the essence of friendship. So what is friendship? And remember, guys, on my podcast, I always talk about my own personal experiences. I always reference to what has happened in my life. And I also base it with a little bit of research and a little bit of, you know, my opinions here and there. So I hope you enjoy this one because everybody can relate to this. We all have friends. I'm sure we all have friends. And if somebody says they do not have a friend, it's because they've had bad experiences with their friendships. So now they're just like an island. They don't want to have any friends. And I've been there also. But now I have beautiful friends and I'm so grateful for all of them. So the essence of friendship, or let me define it from the get-go. When you are born as a kid, obviously you have your family and then you start going to maybe kindergarten and then you meet different kids from there and then you can have friends. So most people start having friends from that point. And I would say for me personally, that's also when I started having friends. I think in primary school, I had friends. One of my longtime best friend, which I'm not as close to anymore, still in my life though, love her, that kind of bond is unbreakable. And I'm sure you can also relate, because somebody that you meet at an early age, even if it's primary or kindergarten, that particular person becomes a part of you. You play together, you hang out together, you go on play dates, you enjoy each and every time you spend. You even ask your parents for like, hey, can I go to Kate's sleepover? Or can I go to, you know, my other friend's birthday? You have to have that bond established from that point. It's inevitable. Everybody has that bond established then. Then, because you are very young, that is your very first friendship. It also builds that loyalty that, oh, this is my friend. And in everything that you do, you trust them with all your heart, which takes to the next point, actually. Because you've spent so much of your early life together, you trust that person. Whatever that may happen, whatever situation you may be in, or even if you have questions or queries, they are the person that you know you can rely on. Then I think respect as well, because you're friends, you understand one another. That person is more like you because you get along. And even in your getting along, you might have maybe another group of friends that you're not friends with, but because you are with a friend of yours, you may see them as like competition. And then, you know, you get all those groups starting in even in primary school where like you're attending sports, and then after that you are with your group of friends, and then there's like a group of friends that are opposite to you, and then maybe you guys like each other or you don't. But I think that is the foundation of friendships. I want to know from you, if you're listening, that how has friendship impacted your early upbringing? If you can still remember your very first friend, I want you to just maybe write in the comment section. Let me know how that has been for you. Are you actually still friends? I would like to know that as well. And for anybody that has been friends for the longest time, you can tell me if we've been friends for like 50 years or 60 years or even 40 years or 30 years. That would be very important, because I would like to actually invite you to talk about your friendship, and you can tell us more on how you have built that friendship from early on and how it sustained life. Now, another next point, which is very important, that I need to talk about. When that friendship has been established, obviously there is communication, there is understanding, there is empathy, and if you notice, that is what makes your friendship unique. My own friendship with the person I mentioned in primary school is still strong at this stage, even though we don't communicate as often. But what I can tell you is my biggest challenge growing up was I changed schools a lot. So I went to like 5 different schools, and it was very, very difficult for me to, for example, all the friends, right? I still remember all of them from like the first school, the second school, the third school. But it's so difficult to sort of keep a record of all those friendships, because maybe the bond wasn't established for long enough, because then I had to leave that school and go to a different school. So you can imagine, right? I have that one friend from primary. Then when I got to the second school, I also have 2 other friends which I don't even like communicate with anymore, but I still remember. Then fast forward to high school, I had one friend who we also kind of lost touch, but we were really, really good in high school, right? Then after that, you know, college life, you meet new different people, and on each particular friendship, what I can tell you is it also was the exact same thing. It was authenticity that brought us together. It was loyalty. It was trust. It was respect. Until, you know, the modern world and, you know, people having different agendas, and you realize that some of those friendships were actually not authentic. You know, the one particular person was a friend simply because they realized there was something they could benefit from you. So that is something I will talk about right at the end of this chapter. But for now, I want to focus just on the core foundations. Now, my final point is the power of diversity. And I think this applies to me the most, because I was changing friendships quite a lot, simply because I had to travel to different places and my parents would always be in one place or the other. So I do have friends from like different cultures and different diversity. And I think that has brought the richness in my quality of life, because I'm not sort of aligned to one specific type of culture, but because I've had different friends from like different walks of life, that has helped me understand life. Because your friend opens up to you, you open up to your friend, you share your core values, you share your desires, you share your even your vulnerability. Like, you are open to each other and you get to understand this life and more. So thank you for listening. I will be coming back on the next episode talking about the challenges and growth within those friendships. I hope you are subscribed and you are enjoying this episode, because this is episode 71. Yeah, this is episode 71 on chapter 5. Have a good one.